A lot of us think of chainmail as a letter that we would send out to, about 10 people and hope that we'd get at least one letter in return. Well, in addition to being that sort of chainmail, chainmail is also a form of jewelry and clothing that's created by linking small hoops of metal together to form a mesh. It dates as far back as the 5th century. Many of us can associate with images of knights wearing it as armor. While it's still being created today, we see it regularly in movies and at places like the Renaissance Festival, but it's also making its way to the red carpet and onto the pages of fashion magazines. What once was old is new again. I recently had a chance to sit down with chainmail artist John Thoreau. How did you end up doing chainmail?
Growing up, I always had an interest in making things, building things. I played with Legos a lot, and I always ended up building castles and playing with all the knight-looking Legos and care about the rest of them. I made little tiny weapons out of toothpicks and pop tabs and yarn, and I still have a little chest of them. So I always had an interest in this kind of thing, and then when I was 13, a friend of mine just introduced me to the idea that you can make chainmail. I was like, no way. You can make your own armor. And he showed me the most basic weave, which is a European 4-in-1 weave. That's what a lot of people recognize as chainmail. And from there, I was absolutely hooked, and I started researching it online. I was on forums and tutorials and taught myself from there. So that was when I was 13, end of 8th grade, and then by 14, I've been doing it so much, and so I figured I had to start selling it. So at 14, I did Art in the Park for the first time, and that's when I started selling chainmail.
With the shirts, that vest that people wear, what's the process like?
Well, the process has changed a little bit for me personally based on the technology and the equipment I have at my disposal, but I used rolls of galvanized steel wire that is just used for fencing. They make electric fences with it. So I start with that, and then you roll that around a steel rod. I was using an electric drill to do so. A lot of people do it by hand. And then you have like basically what looks like a giant spring, and you use hand cutters to then cut each ring off of that. And then two sets of pliers, you bend them and interlock them to make the weaves you're trying to look for. I decide what I'm going to make, and then I just start making it. So like with a really simple vest, you'll start by making two big sheets of chainmail, and then you connect them at the shoulders with straps, and then from there you add in the sides and then the sleeves. But the process has changed a little bit since I've gotten more involved. Sometimes I'll buy the rings pre-made and cut because that saves me a lot of time. But now with the help of the Region 2 individual artist grant that I got a couple years ago, I own a saw cutting device so I can make all the coils myself and then just run them through the saw, and it cuts all the rings for me.
Can you make it out of any kind of metal? Or if I get a chainmail shirt, can I just hose it off?
You can make it out of just about anything. I've made chainmail out of pipe cleaners. You can do it out of whatever you want. But with the galvanized steel, it doesn't rust. It does tarnish and gets kind of smelly. I don't use that anymore. That's kind of like your beginner's material. It's the closest thing that looks authentic without being mild steel, which does rust. But most of what I use for a lot of my shirts and stuff, if it's more costume, I'll use aluminum. It's a bright aluminum that's actually used for sometimes electric fences and then also like MIG welding. And then for more of the armor grade things, I use stainless steel or a hard bronze. And yeah, with like an aluminum shirt, I basically just throw it in the bathtub or the sink with some dish soap, and you wash it up because it's really easy to clean. You can do the same thing with the stainless steel and things like bronze and brass. You obviously have to use some acidic substances such as vinegar to shine them up if you like that. But I make chainmail out of everything from plastic rings, rubber rings, all the way to titanium and silver, bronze, brass, gold. You can make it out of anything. Obviously, the listeners can't see it, but I'm wearing a bow tie made of chainmail, and that's using both rubber and metal rings to make this flexible bow tie that also stays rigid.
I didn't even realize it was chainmail.
Yep.
That's how good it is. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Who's buying your stuff?
My main market right now is just people. A lot of people buying jewelry. I've had a couple people order sets of ties for weddings, making chainmail ties. So, but yeah, my market is mostly just regular people. I just got introduced to the local SCA group, which is the Society for Creative Anachronism, and they do all the medieval period and historical actual reenacting, and they recreate and relive old ways of doing certain crafts like yarn making or even making books. And one of their biggest attractions to the public is that they do full contact combat. They wear solid plates and chainmail, and they actually have sometimes metal. It's usually wooden weapons, and they actually hit each other. And I just got introduced to them, and that's kind of where I'm hoping to head a little bit further as far as my chainmail is concerned and providing some of their joint armor. I've never been able to figure out my market, and I think that's because there really isn't a specific market. It all depends on what you're making. It's so versatile. I can, you know, do everything from weddings to armoring people that are doing full contact combat in the SCA. There's so much versatility there. 75-year-old woman was the first necktie I sold, and she was going to wear it that night to a gala she was going to. But there are a lot of different markets. With your mom's tattoo downtown, they will often take my display to conventions they go to. And like through them, the piercer there was talking at a piercer convention about my stuff because he's purchased several of my pieces and he wears them all the time. And he actually got me connected with, he does, what's it called, body suspension. That's where they like pierce hooks in like their backs and stuff and then hang by them.
Oh.
Yeah. So he got me in contact with this guy who is looking for a chainmail like face covering for one of his acts that he wants to do, and that's out in Las Vegas. And so you can go anywhere with it, and the market is so vast, it's really odd and hard to find your way through it.
How much does a piece cost?
Well, if it's, say, just a sleeveless vest, something like that, waist length, from me anyway, out of aluminum will run you usually around $500 to $700, depending on what it is. Something like the full suit of bronze that I made, that's a lot more work, and the materials are a lot more expensive. I think I spent $600 just on the materials for that piece.
Wow.
And something like that will run you closer to $5,000 to $6,000.
Where can we find your stuff?
You can find me on Facebook at John's Chains. I've got an Etsy shop, John's Chains, of course. And then I also just launched a website recently, www.johnschains.com. And other than that, I've got select pieces at 5 different shops around Minnesota and then one in North Dakota.
John Thoreau is a Northern Minnesotan and a Renaissance man. He is breathing new life into an ancient art form.